we're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. We're up to letter number 1792. This is dated Baruch Hashem Chav Zayin Menachem Av Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter. From it, I can tell that I had not yet been able to lift your spirit. I couldn't affect that. And the Rebbe says, it seems to me that I have already told you many times that even that based upon what it is explained in the Sforim, not necessarily Hasidic books, but it says there that one should not come up with ideas that make him depressed in the world. In other words, don't come up with things with negativity. Basically bringing down ideas in speech or in mind, even thinking, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to take place. All you were talking about them is actually not appropriate. He says, a person should not come up with ideas of negative things in the world that will help so that they don't actually materialize.
Right.
Not only don't you speak about them, sometimes we see it's brought down in the Hasidic writings, as Rebbe says, apparently it's in the end of the Siddur Meir Sha'arim, that the Rav HaMagid, the Magid of Mizritch, when he would have an idea, he would immediately say it out in speech to draw it down into the world, so that from thought it comes down into speech. So we know to speak about negativity, to speak about Moresh Chayra, about depressing matters, for sure. But we're talking about don't even come up in your mind, even in your thought. Don't come up with these ideas, those negative, depressing ideas. And the reason is above, because coming up with them, you're bringing it into the world. If you don't think about it, then you don't allow for it to materialize. This is also understood from the expression of our leaders, our holy rabbis, that was related by my father-in-law, the Rebbe. They would always say, Tracht gut, wird sein gut. Think positive, then it will be positive. So here you see, the Rebbe says, thinking about negativity and speaking about him, that itself brings it into the world. So it's better not to give it any attention and certainly not to speak about it. So the Rebbe says, for sure, it appears to you that this is very difficult to impact your thought process in the above way, not to think about negative things. How could you accomplish that? So the Rebbe says, if you have no choice, why don't you put your thought, power of thought, in the thought of Torah and of the good spirituality? From the good spirituality, it will also draw down good in the physical. What is the lesson from all the above? That as much as you will strengthen in your trust to the extent that you will always impact your thought, speech, and action, that you're not going to give in to that, so then that would materialize more to have your sustenance in a wide way, both physically and spiritually, with blessings. It looks like from the Rebbe's ending of the letter that the person was depressed. He had a hard time earning his livelihood, and he was having all kinds of thought because of that. And the Rebbe is encouraging him. He's saying to him that if you are able to influence yourself, not to even think negatively, not to speak and do negatively, but not to think negatively, that itself will allow for these things not to materialize. And the Rebbe says it's very hard to accomplish that, so why don't you start thinking about positive, think about spiritual, think about Torah, And then from that spiritual good, you will also have the physical good.